Delicious Vinyl Station, powered by Dash Radio. I'm Sebastian.
And I'm Yasmin.
And today we're joined by a very special guest of BuzzFeed's Better Like, Curly Velasquez.
Woo!
Is here.
Finally. I've been waiting to come on this show for forever.
We had to make sure we had a space. I'm all dabbitative.
I know.
Stumbling over my words.
We're so happy to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here. The minute I even saw the name of the show, I was like, I need to be on a show called Coffee
Podcast.
I was also kind of jealous that I didn't think of it before. I was like, fuck, it's so good.
It's okay. There's other people who are apparently trying to steal it.
I know there is.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Don't promote them, though.
No. We're not going to give them
anything. There's only one. Exactly.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's raining in LA, which is like a never, but also I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I have to be in it a lot because I have to walk my dog.
Oh, right.
So I'm like, ugh, I have to walk in this rain.
Yeah.
But he was really good. He did his thing like super fast and I had to be like, go you. Like, I'm so proud of you today, you know?
Yeah. Go your bowel movement.
Yes, go you.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
That drive over here was a little
intense,
scary in the rain, but we made it.
We did. Yeah.
Who drove?
I drove, and she was like, "You're driving like a viejito," because I was like driving really slow.
Do you know who Mr. Magoo is?
Yes, the blind guy.
Yes, uh-huh. I felt like we were driving like that over here, where he's just like super slow and like not really like.
It was raining so hard. I mean, my anxiety was like, I'm like, yes, you direct everything. I'm just like.
Are you one of those people who think that you're going fast, but you're actually going super slow?
No. Okay.
I'm like that. I'm on a different wavelength in my head.
I knew I was going slow too.
Oh my god.
I was
like on a little dirt thing, like those dirt cars. Yes. What are they called? Off-roading
like
things or whatever?
Or
yes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. Like, wow, I'm living my best life. I'm doing it. I'm in hair in the wind. And then they showed me like video of it and it was going so slow.
You're all oops.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Yaz?
I absolutely detest the rain, and I detest the weather and the inability to go outside without fucking up your hair.
I know.
Like, I just don't. I know a lot. We need it. I know Mother Nature requires it to be one of the elements.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I'm not having it. I just want to go like hang out in the backyard, go like to patio places to drink and brunch.
This is really stopping me
from living my best life.
My best life.
Also, I don't think we've had this much rain this many days in a row in a very
long time. Which is why it's a little exciting.
It is a little exciting, but also like, why are you doing this to me? I feel attacked.
Is this your natural texture for your hair or is it curly? Or?
It is curly.
So this is like the enemy for you coming from the sky.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, my hair.
So funny.
Like on Mean Girls, right? When they're screaming my hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those are struggles in the rain. I don't have that problem because.
Well, your beard will get curly, so you don't want to.
It needs some volume.
You throw on a beanie and you're fine.
Yes.
Bitch.
I know.
But you wear glasses. That's my thing because I wear glasses.
That too.
I get so huffy because they're sprinkled in my face and I cannot see without my glasses. So when my glasses are all wet, I'm like, I'm literally super blind in the rain.
And sometimes when you use your shirt to try to clean them, it just makes it worse.
Makes it worse. Oh my God, it does.
And you're like, man, I have cloudy, foggy glasses.
You're so right. Glasses life, blind life, you know? Magoo life.
Magoo life. Full circle. Okay, so let's get started on a couple chisme topics that we have for you today. It's not really chisme, it's more of our hot topics.
Right.
But we'll start with 45's nonsense.
Oh, yeah, because that one's a little lighter.
It's a little lighter.
Is it, though?
Right. It's a little lighter.
More dystopic.
Yeah. So this terrible human being invited a football team to his home.
Mm-hmm. The White House.
To the White House. And I guess all because he decided to shut down the government, the federal government workers that normally would cook meals in the White House are on furlough. Mm-hmm. So he decided to call and order McDonald's for these individuals.
I can't.
And
so
when
classy.
I tell you that if I had to pick a meal that looked like him, I think I would have chosen the same.
Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, maybe he's just doing what he knows, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I think he's mentioned before that McDonald's is his go-to.
Those are his people. Like, if he would, like, the people that voted for him are probably the people who are also still going to these places.
Right.
You know, I'm also like, you should have gone to Costco. Like, even had he gone to some Costco hot dogs, that, like, Hot Pocket thing, some pizza, I would have been...
Right.
I wouldn't have judged him as hard. I'm like, you know what? Costco food is pretty good, you know?
It's delicious.
And he was so proud.
Cost effective.
He was so proud that he paid for it himself. It was like $3,000 worth of burger.
I used to go to the McDonald's dollar menu when I was like the brokest of my entire life in my early 20s. And I knew that with $3, I can get the double cheeseburgers with the small fries. And then... Exactly. You know what I mean?
I remember driving through a drive-through with you, when we were like in high school with like a bag of change.
And we were like, bitch, you can only order one.
Yes. What's it going to be today?
I know.
I always get the double cheeseburger.
Right. See, so I just imagine Trump like at the White House, like, what do I got? What can we, you know what I mean?
Right.
I can't even.
Give it Winsa. Like, our mom would be mortified if we invited people over and bought them McDonald's.
I mean.
She would never forgive us.
No.
It would be a betrayal of her life.
I
would have handled that way better than he did.
Way better.
I'm like, give it Winsa.
Also, like, no one in any of his hotels, no one in any of his resorts were like, you know what? Girl, I got you.
Right.
I got you. You get me next time. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. No one fucks with him like that.
Because nobody wants to show up for him.
They're like, you do you, boo. And he would have a pile of Filet-O-Fish, like the worst things that McDonald's has to offer.
I actually like that so much.
Do you really?
That sauce is magic. McDonald's isn't even food. It's science. So it's just like,
it's a bunch of chemicals.
Whenever I eat anything, I haven't in years because I can't, but like when I would eat it, I'm like, why is this so delicious? It's so good. But if you leave it in your car long enough, like I don't know if you've ever had it in your car, it starts to stink really bad. Like someone took a doo in your car. Next time, leave a McDonald's bag in your car.
I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I've noticed that the fries, like when you find a fry
when
you're cleaning your car,
they're perfect.
It has deteriorated.
Yeah.
It's intact.
It's
been
much
like
a dead body from the outside. It looks nice still, but on the inside, it's rotting and dying.
It's dead. Yeah. It smells like boo boo. So next time you smell a McDonald's boo boo in your car, think of me.
I'm like, oh,
the nostalgia.
Curly said it. He told us.
Right.
I think that image too, though, of seeing this man with like all these McDonald's in the White House is also like this, like
it's so
indicative of the moment that like is pop culture
the
right
McDonald-ization
now.
McDonaldization of
and
life.
And this is who's in the White House, and here's who is like in power. It's like capitalism.
It feels very Kanye West at the same time too. I'm like, of course they're friends,
right?
You know what I mean? Like this is something Kanye would do.
For sure.
Kanye, is that you?
I'm like, he should have been in the picture with him.
He should have been in the picture.
That would have been way, way more fitting.
As somebody who worked at McDonald's for 3 years of my life.
Did you really?
I am absolutely mortified.
Oh my God, I love you.
That this person would I worked there from 16 to 19 in high school.
What did you do?
Everything.
Wow. I love you so much. I had this really good friend that worked the driveway at McDonald's when we were 16 years old. And when we'd go up, she'd be like, hello and welcome to McDonald's. She was so into it. She's like, how can I help you today? And
yes.
I loved it. I appreciated
it. That helps you get through the day. Because if you're just like, hi, blah, 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 you like know and you feel that it's a terrible thing to be doing in with your life. But if you like jazz it up and make it your own.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember what you had to say?
Yeah, like, hi, thank you for choosing McDonald's. What can I get for you? Are you interested in, like, an apple pie or something? We're always taught to upsell. I'm like,
capitalism. Bitch, you want an apple pie. I know you do.
Right. Or you could use apple pie or two. Like, it was terrible. Terrible times. So happy not to be working there anymore.
I mean, no shade to anybody that still works there.
Of course.
Right.
I mean,
real.
But also, but I'm happy that you're, I mean, that's the thing. Pay your dues and keep going.
It's one of those character building jobs in your teens. Yeah. Where you're like,
I mean, at this point in your life, I would hope that you were the manager. Like, if you still work there, I'd be like, I hope you're the manager now.
I'm so dead.
I always tell people, I'm like, look, like, don't, when you're looking for someone to date, like, don't judge them for what they do. But if they're the manager, that's better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't care if you work at McDonald's. Just be the manager.
Right.
The regional.
Right. Be the best at whatever that you're doing. Yeah.
Take it to the top.
I was always that annoying, like, high school kid that always told everybody else to reach for their dreams.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I always wanted better for, like, the señoras and señoras that worked there with me. So, like, there was a señor who was a custodian, and I would bring him pamphlets on becoming a chef because he always wanted to be a chef. Mm-hmm. I hope he reached his goals. Don Jaime, if you're listening.
I know.
I hope you became a chef.
And it's not impossible.
It's not.
It's really not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don Jaime. Same. Right. Let us know.
Call in.
We should do that one day. We can have that feature.
We do have that feature.
I just don't know how it works.
So in case one day we wish to do that.
Like live phone calls. We have a lot to cover in the news before we jump into.
Do it. I'm jumping to whatever. Yeah. You can also tell me to shut up when to shut up and be like, because I can be like.
That's what you were saying.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
Well, I was just.
We have a lot to cover. Shut it up.
This always happens. The guest. Join forces with Yaz and they turn on me.
Never.
You're a Pisces and I'm a Capricorn.
You know what? Probably.
It just is. It is.
It probably.
Okay, go ahead.
So there's a teacher strike happening in LA.
Wow.
We should talk about this.
Shout out teachers of LAUSD.
Yes.
Yes.
I've been honking my horn at every single group of teachers that I'm seeing. It was so cool the other day, not to like take over the conversation so right away, but I was like at a red light and I look over and I'm like, as soon as this light turns green, I'm going to get crazy. And I think everybody in this LA intersection thought the same thing, because when it turned green,
it was
crazy. Like there was people honking, people were screaming, and it was like, it felt really cool to be part of this moment in LA. Like, like we all know that teachers deserve everything that they want.
Absolutely.
Like they do so much for us. Like 100%. We've all had incredible teachers that have changed our lives. So I think that it's cool to see it, and like we're like, we support you. Like we know that our school system was fucked when we were coming up. So like, yes, girl, get your motherfucking money.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. And also, like, I haven't seen that much hypeness since like Laker parades. So I'm just like,
You're right.
I'm like, yes, do it for a good cause.
I know. I need a t-shirt and a hat and support my teachers.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know? Let's go flip some cars over for the teachers.
Can you imagine?
I'm in if you guys are in.
I'm down.
Just the three of us.
So what are you doing tomorrow?
Do it for the teachers.
Exactly.
For the teachers.
So there's about 30,000 of them who have gone on strike. And some of the things that they're asking for, just so we can clarify, are smaller class sizes, more support staff. They want the plan that they proposed was to hire 1,500 more educators. Some of the things they're asking for also for like basic shit, like having a nurse on campus five days a week as opposed to like 2 days a week.
Or one day a week.
Right.
Yeah.
And mental health services, and I think library services too at every school. Which is like, when you think about like, these are basic, like a school should have these basic things to function.
Yeah, they should. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what they're asking for is not like outrageous.
Right.
Or a lot to ask for.
I mean, but also, I wouldn't, but like a nurse, like an actual nurse, or just someone who knows how to put a Band-Aid on?
Like a
right, because that's what you get now.
Well, I don't know, like, do they have to be like,
What does that mean?
Nurses?
I wonder.
Yeah. It's a it's not like an RN,
right?
But it's like somebody who has to go through a specific training.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, all you're doing is like Band-Aids and ice packs.
Right. Yeah, because then if you get it like a broken leg, like that's out of my,
right.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Like when I worked at Garfield Elementary, shout out Bell Gardens. But
all your old jobs.
Thank you, bitch. So I'm a hustler, okay?
I do what I can with what I got.
But yeah, so it's like sometimes they throw me in as an avid tutor, like you're going to have to be the nurse for the day. And it's like there's nothing you do more than just get an ice pack and a Band-Aid. So it's like that. To be asking for more folks to be doing this is like not a lot to ask for, you know?
Yeah.
This is very familiar.
You don't have to pay a doctor's salary to these folks.
People, yeah.
You know?
But I also would really like be like, wow, I have somebody who really knows, like, if I have a wound, I'm like, somebody who really knows what's up is looking at my wound
right
now. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're just going to give you Procted and a Band-Aid, boo.
I know.
And a sticker, maybe.
They're like, hope for the best. Bye.
Bye.
And also mental health services. I feel like those are like, I mean, how can you not have that?
Also, though, can I go back and get some of those services? Because I'm like a full-ass grown adult, and I'm like,
I never got these. It's retroactive.
It's retroactive, yeah. Can I go talk to them?
Exactly.
Just a few more things. The superintendent, his name is Austin Buettner. Apparently, he's like this businessman who's like hella rich, has been saying that the union is at fault for why the strike is still happening, why they haven't reached a consensus, which the union is saying that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Of course it's not.
Because he has not been available.
Yeah.
Right.
And that, let's see, what else? About 500,000 students have not shown, or a third of the 500,000 students in the district have not shown up to school this week. And I think the superintendent was saying they lost $15 million on Monday, just on Monday, from how many students did not.
Do they make it money by students going?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
That's why attendance was always a thing when we were kids.
Right.
Because they get money for every day that a student is
what? In class. So they don't even care that I'm in class. They just care because they want their money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, about truancies or tardy, you know, like you get punished for, you know, missing school or whatever. It's because you're losing money.
Shout out to all the abuelitas in LA who are like, you need to go to school.
Right.
I'm not taking care of your little head.
Exactly.
Hell no.
Or walk you all the way to the front door of the school to make sure you got it.
I mean, my abuelita loved when I stayed home, so I'm like,
actually, okay, same.
Yeah. Qué bueno que no tiene escuela.
I know. It was like fun days.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'd catch ladybugs in the front yard.
Aww.
That's sweet.
Good times.
Good times.
Daytime TV.
I'd watch Golden Girls.
South Bader School District. I made you lose out on lots of money.
That's like a whole other world out there. Like, I'm like born and raised in Hollywood. And so all these other places like Whittier, I'm like, I would that. I don't know. Like, people are like from Fontana, Covina, Anaheim.
Let's not get loud.
Hold on. I'm not shading. We're not shading the IE. But it's just not the same thing.
I'm going to speak for yourself.
See, from Hollywood, I'm like, it's all the IE.
Whittier's still technically Southeast LA.
It's LA County.
I know people from like those areas, like Pomona, will be like, we're from East LA. And I'm like,
okay, see, but Whittier is not Pomona. Pomona's far.
I don't even know.
Yeah, and Pomona is in LA County, is it? Isn't it San Bernardino?
I'm not sure.
See, we don't even know.
Yeah. I never go over
Whittier. There. Wanna do?
I never find myself in Pomona.
Wow. But not, the shade.
It's not on purpose. I'm never there.
Right.
If there was a reason to be there, I would.
Okay. Moving on. Enough shading neighborhood shaming.
Yeah, whatever neighborhood you're repping, we love you.
Right.
Yes, all of them are beautiful. Let's jump into some trash bags. Yeah.
We hadn't already.
I mean, some more trash bags. Okay. So Karen Pence, wife of Vice President, what's his first name?
Mike
Pence. Mm-hmm. I forgot for a
Michael.
Second.
Michael.
Oh,
that's right. I was like, okay.
His friends call him Mike. His mom calls him Michael.
Michael.
His other friends call him Hey Girl.
Oh. Wow.
You know, anyway.
His man calls him Daddy.
I know.
You know,
so his wife apparently was like an art school teacher before they were in politics or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she has just gotten a new job at a Christian school in Virginia to teach art to elementary school kids. But this school is significant because they have... they don't have any protection, so they are allowed legally to discriminate LGBT teachers and LGBT students, including like punishment and like reprimanding.
Wow.
If they display any like non-heterosexual tendencies or behaviors. That's pretty much it. I just wanted to highlight how garbage she is and her husband is.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, in the midst of everything that's happening in the world, like, that was a headline. And like
the fact that the bitch is still trying it, like, while we have enough to deal with, she's like, I'm gonna make my way to go, you know, ruin these little
and then
lives.
Her art is probably so ugly.
Right.
I hope your little arts and crafts are shit.
Right.
Oh my God.
And she paints like pastures.
Oh, hell no. Is that what she does? Do you know?
No, I just feel like that's what she does.
It's like paint by number.
I hope all her shit is ugly.
I'm
sure
is.
It is. And just in the context of like what the teachers here in LA are fighting for versus like what this bitch is doing over here in Virginia. You know what I mean? So good luck to any LGBT folks who have to be there.
Yeah.
And I hope there's a loophole and someone's able to like sue them.
Well, the state actually allows that kind of discrimination. Like in Virginia, you can discriminate.
Oh, in Virginia. Sorry.
And they can't do anything to you. If it's a private.
Because it's non-state.
Yeah.
So the state allows private Christians. Schools to do whatever they want to their kids, I guess.
I think that's in most places, no? If it's a private school? I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, the private schools, they moved me out of public school and I went to private schools out here. And, like, they were allowed with some gay stuff, but not all gay stuff.
Were they, like, was it a religion-based?
They were religion-based schools. Okay. And they were, like, I think the teachers, though, were really cool. Like, they were super, like, they were like, whatever. Like, we know that this, but, like... We're cool. I'm also a very cool gay guy, so like I think that they just saw that
They're
at a
like,
young age.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, I think so. Yeah. I think I like played it really cool with them. Like even with bullies, like I always knew how to like
navigate them
and make them kind of feel dumb or laugh it off. You know,
yes.
Not to make this about me, but you know.
No,
you're the special guest.
Today. Right.
You're the special guest.
Other people who are trying. Well, this is something way more serious, but Ed Buck. Donor to the many Democratic campaigns in the last few years, including Hillary's, this is the second gay or queer black man who was found dead of an overdose in his apartment in West Hollywood.
Crazy.
That's happening.
I remember the first one happened a few years ago.
I remember that.
And I remember really reading an article and then like nothing happened. Like he wasn't prosecuted or they like
it just disappeared.
Right. Yeah. And the claim was that the man who died was high before he got to the Segun.
Yeah.
That's what they said. Later it came out that the first guy that died, someone had found his journal and he had documented that Ed Buck would like search sex workers, particularly gay black men, and inject them with meth.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like his kink.
Yeah.
Like,
I think I had also read that they found the first man in a bed in the living room of this, of Buck's living room.
Okay.
And that they had found paraphernalia, yeah, drug paraphernalia around the apartment.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a thing where it's like, if I could, like, I don't understand how that's, how you don't get in trouble for that. Like, if I'm dead in your house and there's a bloody knife somewhere, like,
and they're just like, oh, that's
interesting.
That's
so weird.
What else do you have in here?
Like, yeah, how is that? I think he also funded some of the LA mayoral campaigns. Which,
yeah, so
also
he has money.
Probably why that disappeared.
I mean, it's kind of just the thing, like, all around. Like, if you have money, enough money with the right people, people will pretend.
But, like, it came out. That's why I'm just, it's, I know. You know what I mean? It's not like it was something that no one knew was happening.
Yeah.
So that's what's
shocking. It's just a thing. Like, you look at, like, you look at someone like R. Kelly, who has a shitload of money. We all, everybody knew he was a fucking pedophile. Right. I don't, that's why I'm mad. I'm mad at people right now.
Right.
I'm mad at you for people being like, no, he's been canceled in my book. Like, yeah, you're looking at Ed Buck. I'm like, he's been canceled.
Right.
Like, you look at someone like the Saudi Arabian prince who fucking has all this money in the world invested in things like Uber and all these other apps out here. And they're like, he didn't kill nobody. And I'm like, if you have enough money, you could have whatever the big you would do.
Exactly. And make it disappear and tell the story how you want it to be told.
Mm-hmm.
All this to say that another black man was found in his apartment, I think, last week.
Yeah.
And there have been protests happening around LA, around his home, around the prosecutor.
Yeah.
Whatever.
District attorney. Mm-hmm.
District attorney. Mm-hmm. Because this is the second time now.
It is the second time, yeah.
And it's so, like, I mean, like, when you think about, like, racism within the gay community and like the fact that this is like a rich white older man preying on like young black sex workers like and like drugging them.
Yes, that's not that anything else is not enough to be like completely disgusted by it, but the fact that you're injecting them with crystal meth.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's just a thing too. I am happy that people are talking about it again, and I hope that it doesn't fade away, because I think that a lot of, like, with the people that I just mentioned as well, like, when it comes to black bodies, people are less inclined to talk about it. Oh, do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's just, like, a thing where it's, like, no, this needs to stay in the headlines. We also need to be outspoken about protecting people in our POC community.
Right.
You know, with a special focus on the black community, because it is, like, a thing where you're, like, no, fool, like... And don't even get me started on white gay men. Like, they're not all problematic, but they are really, like...
Right.
But they are really problematic.
They're very problematic, you know? And if and if they're not in a space where they're fetishizing us, they're afraid of us, or they don't even look at us.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I always say, like, your gayness does not erase your whiteness.
Mm. No,
you know
it's true.
What I mean?
Oh, my God, it's so true. Because like, you still go home and you're a gay white man.
Right.
You know what I mean? In saying that, I will say that when they know what's up, when they're... wokish.
Okay.
They make for good allies. Do you know what I mean? Because they can go home to their daddy with money and be like, Dad, I'm fucking gay. You know what I mean? So I'm always like, how do you call people out and be like, hey, da 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 da? But also, like, I need you to go home and talk to your dad and tell him what's up. You know?
Or actually,
just give us a check.
Exactly.
Give us a check and we'll forget what you just said right now about my spicy ass or whatever.
That's a whole other debate, because I'm never mad when people call me spicy or hot blood. I'm like, thank you so much. But then the next person is like, would you
fucking
come
here? It depends who and what the context is.
You're like, so it's so spicy.
White man. Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know. I don't even know. Don't get me started. I'll tell you guys when the mics are off.
Okay. We're good? We're good? Or should we keep moving along? There's one thing. I know. I feel like we have a lot of sad news. We're going to get into some fun stuff.
Okay. I'm having fun. I mean, I'm not having with the news, but you know.
Right, right. Some sad news that Kevin Frett, he was the first openly gay Puerto Rican trap artist, was murdered
this past week
in Puerto Rico. He was shot 8 times on a motorcycle. Wow. He was 24 years old.
Wow.
So I think they're still doing an investigation as to whether this was like a hate crime.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to go on a limb. They probably, like, probably he's a high femme.
I saw like the headline. I didn't read it, but I did see something about that there was a lot of crime happening right now. So they don't know if it's like a hate crime or if it's just the fact that there's a lot of crime. But I didn't read a lot in it. But you were saying he's a high femme.
Yeah, he's like high femme, like super, like he was like outspoken.
Yeah.
Like was challenging everything.
Yeah.
And apparently there was like some altercation a few months ago where some like guy in the street started like... assaulting him, because that one was like supposedly like
that one's a hate crime. Yeah, I mean, but also like Bad Bunny, if his voice wasn't so deep, he'd be high femme too, right?
Well, that's the funny thing, because like Bad Bunny gets a lot of praise for being like pushing edgy. Gender, yeah. you know, right. norms and wearing nail polish. Like, yeah. oh my God, he invented nail polish.
Yeah. I know he's dressing the way I dressed in my early 20s. I'm like, where were you guys in my 20s? Right. Like,
and like, don't get me wrong. Like, he's got the jams and the bops or whatever. Yeah. But it's like this, you know, Bad Bunny gets celebrated for that. And this like high femme yeah. great boy gets
Bad Bunny. I can see if I can do it.
I love him so much.
ABC. No, I can't do it. That's not how he sounds.
I'm like, I somewhere I heard it.
I know how to do it. I know how to do it. But I just don't want to like blow up your earbuds right now. You know what I mean? Your earphones.
Anyway, so just, you know, again, I don't think there's much more on that story. They're still doing the investigation. Yeah. But it's just, like, tragic. And, yeah. you know, he got more, like, credit and notice when he was murdered
yeah.
than when he was alive.
Wow. Shout out to the family and all his fans and yeah, him, too. That's still a little prayer for him.
Yes. Okay, last story before we jump into some curly talk.
Okay.
the American Psychological Association released an article this week saying that toxic masculinity is damaging to people's mental health.
It is. Oh, hello?
Right.
So is the sky blue?
Why are they so old, like late to the party?
Yes, obviously. Captain Obvious. Yeah, so they said after 40 years of research, citing more than 40 years of studies, they are warning against the masculinity ideology, which they say, quote, a particular constellation of standards that have held sway over large segments of the population, including anti-femininity, achievement, blah, 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 blah. And adventure, risk, and violence.
I mean, in full, men are trash. Right. In conclusion.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm glad it took you 40 years and a bunch of studies to come to that conclusion. We've been knowing.
In conclusion to my hypothesis, it's like a third grade science project. You're like, men are trash. Not all men. A lot of, most of them. All of them.
I think most men.
Yeah.
I mean, men. I'm like, I include myself
Me
in
too.
This.
Me too. Okay, then all of them.
Even the good ones.
I'm like, mm-hmm.
Even some of us who are maybe non-conforming or mixed in or masculine, have masculine things. Like,
or present
yes.
some form. Right. You know, and I mean, other folks can present masculinity, right?
Yeah.
Like, not just
men. It's learned. Right. It's a behavior. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not like only for one group of folks. But what's interesting in adding to this is that it talks about how they uncovered how it's been limiting males' psychological development.
Oh, right.
And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, is that why y'all are like excited to share it with us? You know, because now they're finally realizing that it's like stunting their emotional development.
That's literally what I tell all
behavior.
Of my girls. I'm like, yeah. when you talk to your men, I'm like, I can, because I consider myself like a masculine presenting, but I can feel both aspects of my brain in my head. I feel like two cups in one cup.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I can feel the man brain, like, and it's dumb.
Oh.
I'm like, girl, no, you need to spell this shit out. When you go home and you talk to your boyfriend, you're like, hello. Like, it's, I believe
and
it.
And it's like so much emotional labor that's always required just to, so that they can feel okay or whole at the end of the day.
You know, I tell girls, you're not obligated to do it. You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
But just know that, like, when you say something.
But that's what it
requires.
Yeah. In order to have, like, a dialogue sometimes, you need to, like, spell shit out, like, PowerPoint presentations.
No, it's true. Whiteboard Unfortunately,
markers.
Yeah.
And even then, they don't get it.
And then they're like, So you,
what?
You don't love me?
So what?
And I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't love you. Bye.
I just love your dick.
Right. I'm like, can we just have that conversation?
Yeah.
Like, can you not speak?
That's an R&B song. I don't love you. I just love your dick.
That's real. When I broke with my ex-boyfriend, I was like, look, you can leave, but you can leave your dick at the door. Like, please, before you leave, leave the dick.
Right.
Reparations.
Mm-hmm, reparations. Exactly. But yeah, I'm like, I love that, you know, the Psychological Association or whatever is finally saying that toxic masculinity is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I need them to have gotten there sooner and not center men in their study still on why it's damaging. Because I feel like if it was about women, they'd be like, oh, here come the feminists crying again that toxic masculinity ain't shit.
Right.
But I'm like, I'm good.
I'm interested to read on what else they said, though, because I literally was just talking about that today, because I was saying, like, sometimes the fact that I did grow up a queer man, like, there are some things that I don't have because you're seen as weaker, you're allowed to cry. Because you're seen as weaker, you're allowed to communicate emotion. Because you're seen as weaker, you can do a lot of things. And so I look at straight men sometimes and I'm like, what do you mean you haven't gotten in touch with that part of your brain? Like, I don't understand. Like, why is that? It's because you don't.
It's blocked off.
Or you never learned how to develop that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, if I feel something, I'm like, why am I feeling that? Oh, da-da-da-da. Like, I can talk about it.
Right. I think there's definitely requires, like, an intervention at, like, the ages between 10 and, like, 13 for young boys.
Mm-hmm.
And even if, like, whatever, it's centering men, right? But it's like they're going to grow up, and if they choose to date a woman, right, they may not fuck up that woman's life that year if somebody intervenes at an earlier age and tells them it's okay to be fucking gentle and love yourself and love others correctly. Like, I don't know. Thank you, American Psychological Association.
Yes.
For affirming our belief that men are trash.
Yeah. You know, I guess the highlight of that is that now you can like cite it.
Where I'm like, it's science.
Oh, I love that.
It's science that men are trash.
Yeah.
It's science.
I love that. I mean, there are some good men that I have met out there that I'm like, you're such a good man. You know. That I don't want to shit on. I mean, I shit on a lot of them.
Right.
But I will say that maybe I can think of one off the top of my head that I'm like, you're great. I love you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, of course. There's always that handful. And then you're just like, thank you so much. Although you are not enough to like represent everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's the other thing too. I have to catch myself often because I'm like, oh my God, you're such an amazing man. Mm. Or are you being just like me? And because you have a dick in between your legs, I'm completely taken aback that you're this nice of a person.
Yeah, that you're not horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know
I see that.
Mean?
Yeah.
It's like, wait, but I do this, like, women in my life do this shit on the regular. You
on the
know,
regular.
Be decent. Care
I know you're
for
right.
Somebody,
yeah.
And then when a man does it, everyone's like, oh my God.
Yeah, you're right. Like, when they wake up to take care of the babies, when they do stuff like that, like, you're like, wow, that's a good dad.
You better do whatever you can, girl, to keep that.
I know.
Like, that's
true. You better suck that dick.
I do that
dick.
Shit all the time. Exactly.
Lick those balls. Do your parents listen to this, by the way? Because I know that your mom.
They sure do.
Hi, mom. ¿Cómo estás? I promise I don't talk like this all the time. So when I come over, I'll be more PG.
I'm like, I feel like I've said worse on here, right?
Last week you were talking. I mean,
we were talking about sex.
I mean, they know that this is free fall.
Does your dad listen? Yeah.
I don't think he listens that much. And if
he does listen, he doesn't tell us what he has.
Hi, Dad. Okay. I know you're listening. But hi, Mom.
Should we take
I'm like, toxic masculinity doesn't allow you to share your feelings about how you feel about the episode, Dad. But if you want to come over, you can talk to us. It's cool.
I love it.
Some little family messages there.
It's fine.
Should we take
all men.
A quick break, and then we'll be back with the rest of the show.
With our wonderful, wonderful guests.
Yay.
Are you all ready to get into this?
Let's get into it. Let's talk about dirty stuff or whatever. Let's talk about whatever.
Okay.
Well, before we jump into that, I wanted to share, because I sent this to you yesterday.
Yes.
My mom, I was on Facebook.
My mom's a stan.
She's a stan,
I love that so much.
I didn't even know.
I feel like everybody could stay home. If I just have the mom audience with me, I'm like, that is just so much validation. Because it makes me feel like my mom raised me right. Because that's how you know. Like, you know when like you bring a friend to your house and your mom's like, oh,
yeah.
El si me gusta.
Yes.
That means like your mom won.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It like validates my mother and my upbringing when mothers are like.
You're rapping for your mom.
I'm rapping for my. Oh, that's all I'm doing. Yeah. That's this entire life has been just me trying to rap my mom.
That's beautiful. Yeah,
you know what I mean? And my dad trying to be like, y'all did good. Yeah. You know what I mean? We were just debating the other day because I put up this thing. I focus on Latino content all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So anything I say is like people. I put up a thing that was talking about how when you go to a Latino household, you have like a party.
Mm-hmm.
Hay que saludar a todos, right? El que llega, tiene que saludar.
Yeah.
And so you have to kiss, you have to go around and kiss everybody. And people were like, some people, you know, these woke Latinos, which not these because I'm one of them, but I'm just saying like, you know, they're like, some people have different like space boundaries and da 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 da, and you don't have to force them. You don't have to do this and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I know. It's fine. Like, you can totally not go into a party and kiss them. Like, I'm not forcing you.
Right.
But you know, if you're that kid, your tia is talking shit about you. Like,
right.
Mira, like, Sebastian no saluda.
No sabe saludar.
¿Sabes por qué? Porque mamá de él no le enseñó. I'm like, look, like, yes, everybody has boundaries. That's fine. Yeah. But you're just the rude one.
Mm. Yeah.
You have to rep your mama and do it.
I think it's different when you're, like, forcing kids to do it. Cause like
little kids.
Like, little kids who don't have, like, the tools and agency to be like, I don't want to hug no one.
See, and I would be like, you don't have to hug your tío. You don't have to hug none of the men.
Right.
Pero a mi hermana, a tu tía sí. A mi mamá sí.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Fist bump if you want.
Oh, see, that's so cute. Maybe that's super modern. Because I would be like, no. You're going to kiss my mom? I kiss my mom? You better do it?
Yeah.
Like, when my nephews come to the house and they give me a hug, I'm like, bitch, you better give me a motherfucking hug. I bought you Legos.
Right?
And if y'all have kids in your life, you know that these Legos are pricey. So you know I'm a good uncle.
Hell yeah.
Toys in general are, like, outrageously expensive.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll learn later. Maybe when I have my own kid, I'll be like, you can fist bump, babes, if you want to do that. You know what I mean?
I just, you know, with the men, I always get, like, even when the best men, right?
Girl, no, even, that's what I'm saying. With, like, deals, with whatever, I'd be like, you don't have to. Like, right. Don't even trip. Don't even worry. Like, I get it.
Right.
But with, you know, I would hope that, like, with your... And if you have a tia, like, sometimes the tias are, like, grabbing your face or they're kissing you and they're like... like, then I'm like, you don't maybe tell that tia to... Calmate.
There's some tias in my experience.
Not even tias, tios.
I know, but we're talking... Yeah, I know, but he was saying also...
Yeah, some also sometimes, yeah.
Who mm-hmm. are a little too touchy.
I mean, like, I had a friend... I had a Latina friend who would, like, every time she saw me... God bless her. I love her. She would, like, grab my, like, lonja. Like, hola, ¿cómo estás? And, like, grab it. And I'm like, bitch, I'm trying to forget that it's there. Don't hug me and
yeah.
grab it.
Why are you doing that?
Like, I'm wearing a, like, loose sweater for a reason.
Yes.
Do not highlight that. Thank you so much.
Right. Or sit so on your funny. Lap or things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. 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 Won't get into that right now. But I was laughing because my mom posted the video that you did with your grandma about the pupusas.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, hashtag curly.
I love that so much. I love like, that you sent me, like, hashtag curly, too. Literally, I put my phone down and I looked at my teammates and I was like, you guys, my friend just sent me this text at his mom because his hashtag really is so cute. And that means so much to me because it's like whenever I go look at, because I live in this weird world of like influencers and YouTubers and all this stuff. And I'm like, they get millions and millions of hits and they have millions of fans. But I'm like, the fact that I'm doing things that are for the culture and people within the culture are like, I see you. I'm mm-hmm. like, that makes it so much more worth it, you know? Yeah.
For sure.
So that text actually was super amazing. And now I feel like a special connection to your mom. Like, I want to be like, thank you so much.
I don't even think, we didn't tell her. She doesn't know that that you're here, right?
Oh, man.
So I'll surprise her.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell her, Mom, thank you so much for watching. It means so much to me that you would watch. And then it means so much to me that you would share my stuff on your Facebook with your friends and your family. So thank you. I love
She's
you,
an
Mom.
Active Facebooker.
She I love is. That.
But I wanted to talk a little bit, speaking of your grandma,
yeah.
your relationship with your grandma.
Yeah.
Because it's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And
thank
I
you.
Love how she's so like, I feel like she's someone that we all kind of know because of how you share.
I know.
Like,
she's amazing.
In your work. And like we were talking because we grew up with both of our grandmothers. One on our Mexican side, she was like the religious, or she is the religious, like kindest, sweet grandma who like, and then my dad's mom from the Chilean grandma, like, she was just always kind of scrappy. Like, she would cuss and she would let us watch whatever
movie.
We
learned
movie.
So much from both of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they both provided so much. So, like, if you wanted to talk a little bit about, like, your grandma.
Oh, yeah. And, like, my grandma is super dope. Like, she is, like, the person that kind of accepted me, one of the first people to accept me, but then one of the first people to be like, why? You know what I mean? Like, I think we've had a very confusing relationship, but she, you know what it is, to be honest, I think, first and foremost, is that I'm absolutely fascinated by her. Mm. I'm fascinated at, like, what is this historical, like, creature that, like, walked into the room.
Oh
like,
God.
I'm like, what have you seen? What do you know? Like, she's taught me a lot about, like, our indigenous side. She's taught us a lot about, like, where we come from, you know, giving me my identity as a Salvadorian person, giving me my identity as, like, somebody who identifies as mestizo and talks about my own indigenous roots. Like, even though I don't know that much about it, I know that they're there because of her. I also get to, like, learn, like, I think that a lot of my sense of humor comes from her because she doesn't mean to be funny. She just says shit that is funny. And I'm not a comedian. People are like, are you a comedian? I'm like, I'm not a comedian. I just say shit that people just giggle at and I don't mean to be funny. It's just, that's just how my brain thinks.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, one of the first things my abuelita told me was not advice on, like, save money. Like, aside from that, she did, but she was like, when you have sex, wash your ass. And I'm like, that is great advice, Grandma. Thank you.
Practical.
I'm glad that you think that I'm a straight bottom, like a power bottom, that I'm out in these streets. Like, this ass is clean. You know what I mean? I'm burst for people listening. But it's just interesting that my grandma, you know, and I'm actually working on a piece that I want to take to the stage about my grandmother learning about gay sex because she was kind of like, yeah, donde lo? What? And it's just like this amazing reaction to, like, I can't imagine taking it in the butt. Do you know what I mean? It's painful.
Right.
And I think that, but I love that, you know, my grandma's getting close to being 80. She's still, like, young. But it's cool that I can talk to somebody who comes from a different time, a different country, a different time in that country. She came here during, like, right before the Civil War, but settled in Hollywood. So I'm from Hollywood, like, down the street, Melrose and Vine.
Yeah.
And I just feel lucky that I get to have this girl that I get to bounce jokes off of,
right.
You know, and she bounces jokes off of me. And she, I think we're just fascinated by one another.
Yeah.
And I always get really emotional when I think about it because I feel like our time is limited. Here I go again. This is what happened in the video. I feel like our time is limited, and I get really like, man, like that is an era for me, and I wouldn't know. Ugh, I'm not even gonna cry. But I love her. I gotta call her when I leave here.
Yes. No, yeah, because I feel like that relationship y'all have is so, like, it is funny to watch too, because like she's a funny lady.
Yeah, and she doesn't know.
Right. Does she like aware that she's like on your video and like a minute?
I don't think she understands it because people will stop her. People will tell her, like, you know, I think her, where she goes to like the Rite Aid to get her medications, I think the people know her from videos.
Oh, wow.
People yell Gladys at her. Like,
oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think she understands what it is. But I'm happy that, you know, one of my favorite people that ever existed in the entire universe was Maya Angelou. And there's a part in this thing where she talks about her mother and her mother having this weird life, and she's, and when her mother was dying, she said, my mother deserved a great daughter and she got one. And I think that after all the bullshit my abuelita Gladys went through, she deserved a great grandson. And not to blow smoke up my own ass, but I'm like, because that's not what I want to do, but I'm like, she deserved to be celebrated.
Right.
And that's what I hope that I do with my videos, that I celebrate this woman, and I'm like, there you are, here's your print in the world.
Right.
You know, and I'm trying to like fight tears because I'm like, she's amazing.
Yeah,
she's, you know.
No, that's beautiful that you have that bond and that like that ability to also have her be part of your journey, like in this platform that you have.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Maybe it's just rain. I don't know. I always tell, I'm always like, oh, Gladys.
It's like the fact that you're documenting it, right?
Yeah.
And it's so public and everyone gets to consume it, but it's like people get to relate it to their own lives, right? Because I think as soon as you watch that, you instantly think of your abuelita.
Your abuelita, yeah. You know, and I do it for selfish reasons because I'm like, I want to document this. Like, I want to record her. She's like the Latina Grey Gardens. Like, if you go to her house, she's like, I'm like, bitch, why do you have 16 birds in your little house? Like, what is wrong? You know, she has plants everywhere. I love it because she has plants in everything. Like, in her, there's a huge Big Gulp cup from the 7-Eleven. There's a plant in it.
Right.
There's like a little statue from the 99 cents. There's a plant in it. Like, everywhere you go.
She sounds exactly like my grandma.
I know. There's like,
I love that,
tins all over the yard with whatever can hold dirt.
Like half a gallon of milk jug. Like cut, filled with soil, and everything grows.
And everything is good.
And she like, she like hybrid strawberries and guayabas.
I love
like,
that.
Are you like a hydroponic?
I love that so
much. But like, think about too, like, you know, like our, the other like, ancestral knowledge, which could be like, they could have been like botanists and like, you know, biologists and chemists, because they know how plants work and how to tend to them.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Sidebar, I have a friend that her thing, like her in social media, her thing is zero waste. So like people that they don't like plastic or they don't like all these different things. She was talking about how the Latino community is actually really good and ahead of the game at being zero waste, because we recycle things. It's part of the culture. And she was like, because when we get containers, we don't throw them out. We reuse them.
You know how many times I thought I was going to get sour cream and it's like beans or like cheddar or something?
Exactly.
I'm like, I wanted sour cream.
Exactly.
Or the cookie tins with all the sewing kits and thread and all
But
that.
I'm like, I'm such so proud of my people. I'm eternally always so proud of our people, because I'm like, that's right, ahead of the game.
I know.
Right.
People always want to act like being eco-friendly is a white thing. I'm like, we've been done doing
We've been doing this.
We've been eating nopales forever.
Forever.
Don't come for us.
Exactly.
Okay, so speaking of your family, right? So we know we live in LA, and it's obviously extremely Mexican-centric.
Yes.
And so when we talk about Latinxes in LA, it's like code for you're Mexicano, right? So how have you been able to navigate that as like, because you identify as Salvadoran,
I am Salvadoreño, and I always say I'm Central American. Okay. And that's an interesting, what's that word that all the fancy people are using? It's like Guinea something, when like the story, the main story is told is like the Mexican story only. What's that word y'all smart people use? Y'all college students use?
I don't know.
Fiji. It sounds like Fiji. The Fiji. I don't know. If y'all know, y'all tell text. Effigy? Is that the word?
I'm not sure what that word
means. What that mean? Wow.
I know it's a word.
Why you go to college then if you don't know what that word means?
I know all the words. I know
whenever I go to colleges to do talks, I'm always like, look, y'all, stay in school, because when you go to these meetings, they use these college words on you. You are straight up like, what? Because I'm like, I'm smart and I know I'm highly intelligent and I can keep up in a lot of different things. But if you use one big word on me, I'm like, but I'm always like, oh, I'm bilingual, bitch. I speak two languages. I don't fucking know every word.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But no, to navigate in that space, I'm excited because I feel like I'm tapping into things that I never knew growing up. Because I remember when I was a kid, I would be like, who else am I going to practice Spanish with at school? It was the Mexican kids. And then they would be like, Chicano this and Chicano that. I'm like, mm-hmm. Me too? Like, not you. And they're like, Zapata this and Zapatistas and this. And da-da-da. I'm like, me too? Not you. Mm-hmm. You know, like the word orale, like all these things. I'm like, and so I think that, and I always thought, man, why do I have to be from the country that has the longest name? Like El Salvador. Like it's so long. Like it's so dramatic. And now as an adult, I'm like, that's dope. Like I come from a country that's called the Savior. And I'm like, and we have pyramids. Mexico has pyramids too, but I'm like, El Salvador has pyramids. And I'm like, que honor to come from like pyramid builders. You know, we have these giant heads that are Lenca. Or no, they're Olmec heads. Mm. But like just the things, they're huge, they're massive heads, and the features have like wide noses and big lips, and it's just like, whoa, like we come from such a rich area in the world. You know, my abuelito always tells us, like, when white people try to tell you like this isn't your country, you're not from here, da, 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 he's like, nosotros somos el centro de America. America mm-hmm. is our land. We are Native Americans. We're from America, mm-hmm. you know. And I think that I just get really passionate about the food. Like I do things where I hate the word Hispanic. Don't ever call me Hispanic.
Yeah.
Yes. I also feel weird about the word Latino. Do you know what I mean? I call myself mestizo a lot. It honors both sides of what I feel like my lineage is. So, you know, down to the food. So when I go talk, a lot of people are like, why don't you like Hispanic? I'm like, it honors Spain. And I don't know anything about Spain. Like, right. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm like, Nixon made it up.
I'm like, yeah, for real. Yeah. But also, you know, when I talk to people from Spain, they're like, vale, 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 vale. And I'm like, girl, I don't know what the fuck you just did to me. I don't know what you said. But I do know that I eat pupusas. I do know that like this ancient like food or the way that it's crafted. I knew that yuca, like all these different things that are part of my diet are part of my ancestors. And I'm just so excited. Like, my cousin the other day was like, did you know there was a Salvadorian princess that united the fucking tribes and fought against the da 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 da? I'm like, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
She's like, do you know that like our indigenous ancestors, which are Pipil, right? That they never believed that the Europeans were gods, that they actually stole their weapons and fought back. And that's a part of our history. Like the flags in their flags inside of our flags that are actually homage to our indigenous roots. And I'm all, bitch, why the fuck no one told me about that when I was growing up?
Right. Like,
so I think that it's less of a, it's like I'm making up for lost time. And I'm hoping that when I talk about it with other people who are also Central American, because I'm like, it's not just El Salvador. It's like Nicaragua. It's like Guatemala, all these people, Guatemala, Honduras. Honduras and Guatemala, like with Garifunas, who are like the black culture. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, y'all don't know about Garifunas? Like, learn about it. Like, yeah. Belize. Like, people are like, where's Belize? I'm like, it's in Central America, motherfuckers. Like, what's
right.
And I'm so excited that I'm like, Mexico is bomb as fuck. Mexico is beautiful. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, Central America is popping too.
Right.
You know? And exactly. So South America is popping too.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, shout out Chile.
I know.
But yeah, we had Trish Toledo. She sings like oldies, right?
Yes. I know Trish.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she was on the show not too long ago and she was talking, you know, she's Guatemalan and Ecuadorian.
Yeah.
And so she felt like there was a lot of like pushback in that sense, right? She's like, you know, I have a hard time calling myself Chicana because in these spaces, it's like very much like Mexico,
yeah.
right? And if it's not Mexico, it's Chicano or Chicana, right? So I think it's interesting to be able to like include that narrative, right? Because for us, I mean, for me at least, like Chicanx, like that identity is not solely Mexican,
yeah. Right? I mean, even down to like literature that I've started to pick up and read where I'm like, for so long, I always felt like that's not me because I'm not Chicano. I'm not from that experience. But reading it, I'm like, oh, that is exactly
me.
And
that's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
Like that like being able to relate to it.
But also I'm like, you know, all those kids out there, all the people that are still lost. I mean, I call the entire Latino culture, to be honest, and I probably get in so much trouble for saying it, but it's like a bastardized culture. Like we don't understand where we come from. Mm. You know, for so long you were like, what are you? You're like, I'm Mexican. Like, no, but what are you?
Right.
You're indigenous, you're native, like, or you're black, or you're this. Like, you, nobody knows their roots. And so because we don't know our roots and we equate success and so much with our proximity to whiteness.
Yeah.
Like, we forget where we come from.
Right.
And so for me, it's always like a thing where I'm like, as long as we can learn about our history and realize that we have a lot more in common than we think we do, right. You know? That's my hope.
Yeah, that kind of leads us to a conversation about, like, Latinidad, right?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell that word means.
I love that word.
That word is thrown around so much. Mm-hmm. People are always like, you know, that's an all-encompassing umbrella-ass term,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for me specifically, and, you know, I'll speak for myself, mm-hmm. it's like this I think about it because I work in like higher ed, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So like I see like in, you know, institutions are always interwoven with white supremacy. So mm-hmm. you look at politics and education and it's like Latinidad for white folks or for folks in power mm-hmm. is like, how can we reach this population of people, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So like then Latinidad becomes like the all encompassing, okay, mm-hmm. we're going to give you what you need. What mm-hmm. do you need? Mm-hmm. And it's a narrative of a very small group of folks, mm-hmm. right? So it's like white folks perceived idea of relating to Latinx folks is through this like small lens of right. a very small population yeah. of people.
You mean specifically with the word Latinidad?
Yeah, uh-huh. like it's used like that. They Latinidad, when they talk about it, I feel like in those situations, it's you ignore the fact that Latinx folks are not all the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like an all-encompassing, like we're giving you your Latinx moment, mm-hmm. but what does that mean?
Yeah.
Because most of the time it means like, for a very small particular group and the folks that are already marginalized, like more indigenous, mm-hmm. right, or black Latinx mm-hmm. folks are still marginalized.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's like we're not really presenting or like we're not really giving the Latinx folks what they need. Yeah. We're giving the Latinx folks that are palatable to you what we need. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we're still able to call Latinidad. Right. So it's like dismissive in that sense. Right?
I almost feel like the word Latinidad is still very much ours because even saying it feels like it has to come from a special place in your mouth, like Latinidad. Like I can't see a white person be like Latinidad, like Feliz Navidad. Like I feel like, so for me, it's still a word that you get to decide as your own person, as somebody who comes from the culture, you get to decide what that means for you. Mm-hmm. So your valid experience is still a part of the Latinidad experience, mm-hmm. you know? In saying that, like taking away, and that's the thing too, like when you talk about like our indigenous roots, like I never want to take away or appropriate people who are still very much indigenous within these Latin American countries who right. are being murdered and oppressed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or people who are, you know, Afro-Latino, but aren't necessarily like Garifuna or cultures that are still very much like African in the areas. Mm-hmm. I talk about it because I'm like, how do we become allies? Because how do I go like, you are my mother, you are my father, and how do I then become an ally? I think that the word, going back to like what you were saying, like mm-hmm. the word Latinx, like I think it's the early version of the word that we will be using later. Like I'm always like, people like, what are you? I'm like, for now, I'm okay with it. For now, I like it, mm-hmm. you know? But I'm like, it doesn't pay honor to where we come from at all, you know?
And I've seen a lot of people, because I have, like, I love the X of Latinx, but like Latino or like the Latin part
yeah.
is where it's like, I feel like eventually it's not going to have any weight to it
yeah.
because like you're like if we're talking about identities or terms that really encapsulate the diversity of people who come from Latino America mm-hmm. whatever you want to mm-hmm. classify mm-hmm. that as it I mean like eventually it's like who are we talking about right because
yeah.
like and if we are talking about indigeneity from Central America or Mexico mm-hmm. or in other parts of Latin America or if we are talking about blackness like Latino Latina Latinx doesn't really doesn't do justice.
It doesn't at all because, you know, I don't think that they even identify as Latino. They're like, we're not that, we're this.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Right. So it's like, who are you talking about?
Right.
But I try to think about it like in American terms sometimes where people are like, no, I'm Creole. So you're like, oh, that's an automatic understanding of what you're mixed with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder if we need words like that for ourselves.
I agree.
Like, you know, we're like, oh, this is what I am. Like I'm mixed with this.
Like,
so that,
let's get specific.
Let's get a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Because I think before the idea is like you want the all like the lowest common denominator. Yeah.
Who is that
right?
easier for? Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think people, because it's like I always tell people the two biggest issues, because, you know, I'm on this huge platform, mm-hmm. BuzzFeed, and then Pedo Like is also a big platform. Mm-hmm. And the two things that people, that our own audience, our own people fight about the most are immigration, mm-hmm. immigration policies and how we should get here, and the word Latinx. So I always make a joke where I'm like, I literally could make a video called Latinx people eat cucarachas dipped in caca for the first time. And all the comments will be about the fact that I use the word Latinx. No one will be like, they're
eating shit.
Cucarachas dipped in caca. Like, they don't care. They're like, but why you gotta say Latinx? And right. I'm like, what's it to you?
People are so mad at Latinx still. I don't understand that.
The thing is that they're very like, it is a white term imposed on us. And I'm like, baby, sweet angel pie, let's take a seat. I'm like, the word Hispanic is already white.
I know.
The word Latino is already white because do you speak Latin? No, you speak a language that comes from Latin,
right,
but is a colonizer language. You know what I mean?
And there's a lot of like LGBT or queer, well, you can't even use queer because I feel like they don't use that term themselves in like Latin America, mm-hmm, but
queer.
You've been using the X and part of social movements from way before it was a thing, yeah, here, mm-hmm, to be like gender neutral or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've also seen
6 minutes. Oh, sorry, I mean to shout it out. 6 minutes. Sorry, y'all.
Smooth.
I know.
No.
I'm all.
And the other, I think you were kind of touching on it too, Yaz, talking about like Latinidad or Latinx, because I don't think we've, Latinidad refers to like what makes people, what groups Latinos together.
Together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which, mm-hmm, could be culture, language, history.
Right.
You know, whatever. Markers you use to like measure that, but how it also like upholds, I think you were saying, right, white supremacy in the sense that even within Latinx communities, mm-hmm, like we're saying, like the Black experience, the Indigenous, mm-hmm, experience, mm-hmm, even like other racial and ethnic groups within Latin America, mm-hmm, right, because it's so diverse, mm-hmm, is not what's privileged, is not what's like, what the kind of, like you were saying, like the palatable version of Latini, that's like not Shakira with blonde hair, yeah, it's not, right, J-Lo, it's not, you know what I mean, like, yeah, these kinds of like mainstream,
because, yeah, that is what Latinidad is on like the pop 100 hits,
right, or like, that's within capitalism,
yeah, yeah, what and sells? Who's gonna get pushed, yeah, to the front when we need someone from the Latinidad group, who's the five people, yeah, that are gonna get selected, mm-hmm, to play, yeah, on the team, right,
yeah,
right.
That's actually, not to like plug my own stuff, but like that's why I started this thing called New Latinx. It's on Instagram, mm-hmm, it's, oh, NU, yeah, Latinx.
Shout
and it
out.
Basically showcases people who you would never think that would be Latino or are expected to be Latinx, you know? Mm. I think there's a huge pushback because I never, you know, even with ourselves, even within our own community, you look at novelas, you look at people like on TV and you're like, oh, I'm, yeah, supposed to look like that. And you're like, I never knew that we could be like punk rockers or we could do, I mean, I knew because we're from, right, LA, from Hollywood,
right,
but I never knew that I could do this and I could do that and still be 100% Latino,
part
Latinx.
Of the group, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, right, because I love that page because you have, like, the folks that you highlight are just all so badass.
Yeah, they're beautiful, like,
and beautiful,
right?
And, like, creative and art.
Sometimes I bother them so much. I'm like, please, let me just showcase you. And they're like, well, what is this? I'm like, please, like, I'll promote it on my own platform. Like, I'm just trying to highlight what you're doing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So thank you. Yeah, I would love to highlight you guys, too. So,
oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
But I think what the pushback is also always rooted in, like, homophobia and, like, transphobia, too, right? Mm-hmm. For people who don't want to get on board with the X or,
yeah,
like, you know, Latinos are supposed to look a certain way, mm-hmm, or Latinos don't do that.
Yeah.
And I think, like, that's something.
Well, it's
also
hundreds of years of being colonized.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's hundreds, right, of years of not understanding that it's not because we're, like, people don't understand that we're never taking away. The word Latinx is never taking away from you.
Right.
It's just adding.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm actually want to do a whole video about it because I'm like, I don't care if you identify as Latino or you want to use Latina. No,
right,
one's telling you that you have to use Latinx.
Right.
No one.
No one.
We're just saying, like, if you want to be inclusive, if you just,
right,
feel so inclined,
exactly,
to include other people, you can use
Here's
this
an
word.
Option. We're,
yes,
throwing it out there.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure there are other people who are like, no, you should use Latinx. It's all inclusive,
oh,
all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm like, yeah, of course. But also, like, right, I cannot force anybody within the culture, within the experience, to,
right,
share my exact experience.
Right. Because,
right,
that's not their experience.
Right. If we're, like, highlighting Latinas in a moment, too, like, don't use Latinx either. Because if you're going to talk about Latinas specifically, then, like,
who identifies all Latinas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, and that's the thing, too, because there's a pushback being, like, don't use Latinx. And it's, like, now we're just confusing everybody.
Right. But I'm just, like, Latino, Latin. Like, when they use it as, like, a double thing, like, you don't. It implies, right?
Yeah, I think we had talked about this before, too, because then it becomes like a thing where it's like, no, you're not. Like, don't try to dip into the experience of what it is to be Latinx.
Exactly.
You know, don't dip into this lane. But I'm just kind of like,
you're like, one step at a time.
It cracks me up because I'm all, we're out here fighting, like, no, I see no, and meanwhile, white folk are like, look at those,
yeah,
people over,
right,
there. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Maria, keep cleaning. You know,
right,
what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they don't. I mean, I'm going to get so much trouble for saying shit, but whatever. I come from a family of housekeepers, so I can say that shit.
No, but it's like, yeah, that, like, right. They're over here like, oh, haha, how cute. Care. They're trying to figure out what name they want to call themselves. Yeah. They can't even figure that out, but I'm going to call you whatever I want to.
I always say two things. I always say, right now, everybody is arguing for a place at the table of oppression. Everyone's like, well, I'm oppressed in this way. Mm. And then when you get to the table, we're all arguing over who's the most oppressed. The topic of the evening is who amongst us is the most oppressed. Right. Meanwhile, at the white table, they're all, living it up. You know what I mean? All of them. That table's so ugly. Don't mind them.
Making bets on the oppression Olympics.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I think we're getting a little close to the end.
Yeah. Oh my God, it went so fast.
I know. Yes. It feels like we just got started.
I know.
Do you want to tell folks? I mean, obviously, on Instagram, where to find you.
Yes.
You have a new video coming out.
I have a new video. I always have a new video coming out. Okay. It's my Instagram is The Curly V Show. V as in Victor. Because people are like, B? It's, I don't know. The Curly V Show. The other Instagram, if you would love to check out, is called New Latinx, NULATINX. Our platforms are on BuzzFeed's Better Like. We do videos for and by the Latinx community. Everyone on there is a producer. Everyone is Latinx, where most of us are self-taught. And we make content that hopefully will tell your story. So check us out, support us. We love to support people in the community too. So if you want us to shout us out, shout out anybody, let us know. We're here for you. We hope you're there for us. So.
Yes,
we're
so love it.
Happy thank you so you much. Thank you for having me. Fucking finally. Sorry I cuss so much, Mom. I promise I'm not this much of a cusser when I come over.
And for the listeners out there, you know that you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We have the website where you can buy merch if you want to get some merch. And cafeconchisme@gmail.com if you have any questions or you want us to come to your school and say hello. Yes. We can do that as well. Yaz, do you have anything else tonight?
No, as always, love yourself, love your life.
And remember, you know more than you think you know.
Bye.
Beautiful. I like that. We'll be right back.